Always on guard.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Monday, June 18th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy.
Sorry for coming back.
Really?
Really sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
I apologize.
Well, welcome back, sorry, friend.
My apologies to the listeners as well.
We appreciate your sorriness. Folks, if you'd like to check out our website, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Anything new out there, Jake?
Yep, Sons of Liberty Media, SOL Media. Folks, everything that we're trailing in these radio broadcasts is going to be followed up through Sons of Liberty Media. We've also been getting emails from folks out there listening and posting these things. It's important. We're coming from a different perspective. We're creating press. We're not just talking about what's going on out there. We're creating events, and that's what the Holy Ghost does. And we want you involved in that as well. So, folks, also, if you have any suggestions or additions or anything like that you want to send, send them our way. You can email us right at the site, Sons of Liberty Radio. Find SOL Media right on the home site, and that's the new media page.
Okay, and with that, any new articles? I know that you post stuff all the time. What you got out there today?
Most recently on Friday, Bradley's new column just came in, and I didn't really hear a whole lot of mention to it on Friday's show, but, folks, you want to find that at WorldNet Daily. You can also find it right on our Facebook. You want to become a friend there on that Facebook page so you can follow those columns and those commentaries every week. And also on Genesis Communications, it'll be posted today or tomorrow, so keep an eye out for that.
Okay, cool. Folks, if you'd like to check out my Facebook, last week on one day I got 51 likes.
Woo!
So I don't know what happened there, but I appreciate that.
A lot of people like him.
And totally. I mean, that's a great response. Really? And, folks, I just thank you for the high five. It's Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1. Twitter is Bradley Dean 1. And, folks, again, a quick heads up. If you'd like to be a part of the show, don't wait until the last minute, please. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
That's true. Now, really quick, I got to tell a personal story. People like personal stories.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
They really do. So last week I told you about my birthday, right? Thank you for the birthday present from DC too. At all. But aside of that, you know, people, because I never understood a world like this, but people have to understand that I live in a Leave It to Beaver world. Mm-hmm. My wife is June.
Mm-hmm. June. Is that, I never watched
There was Warden June, remember?
Oh.
And Leave It to Beaver.
Dad, mom.
Yeah, I don't have any kids that look or act like the Beav.
Yeah.
Right? And, of course, not me. But every time, now, just for example, my birthday, I told the story last week, but this week on Father's Day, I wake up, and it's the same thing as my birthday. All my kids are singing there, standing there, telling me happy Father's Day. And they were being funny, of course. And then I get my presents. And then this is the card I got this time. And I want everybody to hear it because it's really cool.
This is a Father's Day card?
This is a Father's Day card. Okay, so here it goes. I open the card. This is what you hear. It's not coming through.
Yeah, it's the mic state.
But last one, it worked fine. But it said, well, here, you know, and then when you close it, and then it says, hey, hang on a sec, you're the best dad. We love you, Dad. But I don't know why are we not picking this one up, but we did the last one. But anyways, it was a really cool one, and as usual, I'll do my best to see if we can't get that thing mic'd up again, folks, but it's that humorous. But what an awesome Father's Day. Yeah. And then what we did is we drove out to Wisconsin, picked out some of those little cheesy fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Came back.
Be careful of those, folks.
Well, I mean, seriously, dude. It's just like,
it's
so ridiculous. Oh, no, oh my gosh. Jake, of all
dangerous.
People, folks, what was dangerous to Jake was holding a sparkler, friends. Go ahead and share the story.
Actually, multiple. Well, this is shocking to me because remember when you're a kid, one sparkler, it's like, oh, gee, that's great. So then you, like, get the whole pack and you light 10 of them at a time, and then it makes a cool sparkle. Well, these particular cheap sparklers, the minute you put two of them together, they combust immediately. And so while I was holding the whole pack, doing something I've done multiple times before, within a second, my whole hand was melting.
But now, the question I have for everybody listening today is how many people actually have a testimony like that? They got hurt lighting sparklers.
I know.
No, I mean an M80 or Silver Salute or something like that blown up.
Yeah.
I get that.
Not sparklers.
Not sparklers.
Everybody I told, they're like, what happened to your hand? I was like, a sparklers. And they said, what?
Yeah.
Sparklers?
It's just best that you don't even tell anybody that.
Oh, just tell the truth, though.
Save face.
Well, so
that's okay to tell the truth. Just say your hand was on fire.
It was.
Well,
those sparklers, it went through my hand. Folks, it is intense.
I
posted on Facebook what my hand looked like afterwards.
Sure.
Insane.
I just think it's important that you omit the idioticness.
Sparklers.
That's exactly right. You got the point.
Well, have you ever lit more than one sparkler at once?
Yeah. I do
Nothing
it all the
happens.
Time for my kids.
Exactly.
No, and what makes me mad about it is you're paying $7.99 for like four of these things, and they go up in about 30 seconds or a minute. It's like, I mean, literally your money's going up in smoke.
Right. They got you.
So.
Folks, so somebody's richer in Wisconsin.
This is why last week was a good week for us, because we didn't have to tell stories like that. I'm ashamed. Jake, I hate to say this in front of 53 countries, brother, but I'm ashamed of you.
This makes the light bigger and better.
I know, but that's the kind of light I don't need. I mean, it almost debases the light that I walk in.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm going to have to ask your parents to give me some more money to keep you around here, dude. It's just not working out. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Just got back from D.C., too, if you want to share something as to what took place there, we will. And then I want to come back and I want to talk about Obama and what he had told the young illegal immigrants, that they can stay. Yeah, right. We'll talk about that when we come back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. radio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Jake just got back from Washington, D.C. My mom used to say the washing machine or Washington. Why is that? It's Washington.
I don't know. I was going through the tolls on the way out there, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and some lady said something about Warsh. And I said, did you just say Warsh? And she said, yeah, Warsh. And I said, why do you say Warsh? There's no R in the word wash.
Yeah.
Or washing dishes or washing the fan or something like
that. It's the way a farmer would say it for some reason.
Ashamed. I don't know.
Yeah.
She couldn't figure it out. So that was on the way to D.C.
What'd you see?
On D.C., we saw, obviously, the monuments again.
Yeah.
We went through all the monuments, brought a lot of our crew members that hadn't been there before, and they got to see them for the first time.
Cool. What does it say on top of the Washington Monument?
Glory to God, I believe. It's in Latin. Yeah.
Praise
Glory
God.
Deo, praise God.
Amen.
Like that.
Interesting. Yeah, and then when you walk up the stairs or on the old stairs, there's scripture on the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
I bet people didn't know that.
No.
Yeah.
Not supposed to know that.
Yeah.
But if you dig deep enough, you see it. As a matter of fact, you just go to it. Went to the Jefferson Monument, saw the rotunda there.
Talks about our creator there too, doesn't he? He likes that guy.
Yes, he does. There's some awesome quotes on there. And folks, they're writing granite, so there's no erasing or we're giving them second meanings or anything like that.
Well, that's why they're trying to slowly eradicate that without the American people knowing about that.
Can refinish it or something?
Yeah. People are awake.
Yep.
Good.
And then we went from there. And folks, too, by the way, we were on a Saturday afternoon. I know the weekdays are typically the busiest in D.C. I don't know what it's like for the monuments, but there was hundreds of thousands of people in Washington, D.C. going
people
in, coming out. And there were people from all over, people speaking different languages. Again, proving our point, they want to come see the light of the world and what makes America great.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting? We went to South Minneapolis, just kind of right off that point that you were talking about, foreign people coming to our country, and then they try to implement, like, for example, Sharia law in America.
Yeah.
Well, we went to a certain section in South Minneapolis just last week. I had to pick up some sauce, steak sauce. And my wife looked around at this particular area where these foreigners live.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people that are trying to implement their foreign law into America. And my wife said, if I didn't know where we were at, I would think we were in a third world country.
Yeah.
It was run down. It was beaten down. It's probably crime stricken. And yet they want to come here and bring that God to this country to lower the standard? No. If their God was God, then what are they doing in America?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to that one, America. Because this is a Christian nation. Amen.
That's
right.
And that's why when we've taken oath, we swear to God, Amen. The God of the Judeo-Christian God.
That's right.
The God of, by the way, going again to the Supreme Court, there's Moses sitting right up on the top. We went to the archives building. There's the Declaration of Independence. I did. He didn't talk back.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah, because he's in your heart, right?
That's true.
That's right.
That is the truth. The truth.
You speak the truth and shame the devil, do? Okay.
Shame the devil.
Yeah.
So we went there, and then we went, Arlington Cemetery. Obviously, that was probably the most impressive part of being in Washington, D.C., is going there again and seeing our troops and seeing the fact that, I mean, when you look at the quotes of, for instance, JFK, or you look at the quotes of Robert Kennedy, most of it is alluding to Scripture and God and his awesome blessings that he's given our country.
Well, you'd be a fool not to.
You would be, because that's our source. And, folks, when we go away from that source, obviously, you know what the end is. But in this particular trip, we had probably, I think, 13, 14, 50, just taking a caravan through D.C. and seeing where our roots are. And we also had the opportunity to meet with Michael Perutka. We spent some time out there at the Institute on the Constitution.
Presidential candidate for 2004.
The 2004 Constitution Party. Still got bumper stickers and everything like that. But he's a great guy. And we got to see Stonewall Jackson. We went out to Manassas where the first battle was.
Isn't he dead?
Stonewall?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was alive in the monument.
Okay.
Just like Moses was alive?
Yeah, I got to be careful of that one. That one was a little weird, Jake.
Stonewall Jackson setting up on top of the hill. And again, his whole emphasis was this guy would not even send a letter if it was going to be possibly sent on the Sabbath. And he had all of his troops.
Doctrine, yep.
He spoke. Yep. He taught the scriptures to, by the way, slaves and people that were black that were in America. Yep. His whole objective was to get the gospel to them, the gospel message to them. And people will say, you know, a multitude of things about the South, but there's a lot that people don't know and how revisionists have rewritten history
Literally.
To make that war about something that it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, a good point to that, too, is I was born into, and a lot of folks were, I was born into abortion, for example, being protected by our government. I didn't have anything to do with it, but I'm doing everything in my power to stop it. There were many people in the South that were born into slavery. Yeah. It was there. They weren't responsible for it, and they were doing everything to stop it, including many Southern leaders. So when we look at the South and the secession from the Union, there's a lot in history that we don't know. And so we had the opportunity to go there and learn a lot about it.
Did you guys go to Gettysburg again?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Didn't make it up there. We met with a whole lot of different organizations that are out there in D.C. that are nationally centered there. The Right to Life groups. We had a Leadership Institute. So there's a lot of organizations that we've teamed up with now that have put us on their roster to do speaking and things like that nationally. Amen. Got to see our friends out at WorldNet Daily. So we got to visit with them again.
Did you go to the MLK Monument?
Yeah, we did.
Cool.
I actually had to drop them off because there were so many people in there you couldn't park, and I had already seen it.
Wow.
So I dropped the crew off, and they got to go see the monument.
Yeah.
Get Obama, scripture up on the walls.
Obama likes to pin his sleeve over there, doesn't he?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out where Obama's quotes fit on that
Nobody
wall.
Nobody would rebuke this president more than MLK if he was alive.
You got it.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Folks, the Jefferson Monument, by the way, references God at least five times just in the rotunda.
Yep.
In stone.
Yep.
Amen.
And people are taking pictures right by these quotes.
And when you go to Arlington Cemetery and you see all those crosses over the top of the head of them fallen soldiers, what does those crosses symbify?
Yep.
And folks just think you let the atheists throughout this country have give the American people a piece of their mind where they desecrate the memory of those that gave their all for their freedom that they now have in.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Where was that one city where they tried to do it out? Was that in Maine?
Texas.
Oh, Texas?
Well, these imbeciles are...
That's true.
Wow.
That's their living. They watch. But the city kicked them out and said, you know, no
Well, that happens quite
happen.
A bit.
As a matter of fact, it happens every time the people stand and are resolute and say, if no more than us losing our liberty, would we lose the reference to God who gave us our liberty? That's as simple as it is.
Totally. And who does that work for? We've said it a million times. For tyrants, dictators. That's why this guy in office is at war with God. Speaking of which, let's go to a piece. This is back in July of 2011 with President Obama. Now, I want to tell you how this started, folks. Just last week, there was a picture on the front page of the Minneapolis Star and Tribune. They call it Minneapolis Communist News Network. And
the Red Star.
No, the Red Star, that's right. By the way, did you know that CNN only has 55,000 viewers?
Not doing very good, are
No,
they?
They're not. And as a matter of fact, I believe the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, they even went bankrupt. And where did all that money come back to boot them back up into business? But anyways, to say that they had a deceptive picture. They like to deceive people, folks. They love to give partial truths. They love to give half truths. They love to just blatantly lie. So what I seen on the front page of the paper, two illegal immigrants smiling, happy as could be. And it said this right under, on the front page of the paper, it said, Obama tells young illegal immigrants they can stay. Let me say that again. Obama tells young illegal immigrants they can stay. The key word, illegal. Now, the question I have for the people out there is, since when can the President of the United States tell illegals that they can stay, like he's the only one that referenced, or he's the point of reference for what's right and wrong? That's a demigod. That's a tyrant. That's a wannabe dictator, right? So it said, Obama tells young illegal immigrants they can stay, on the front page of the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, the Red Star. Now, what they didn't show you is when you lowered, or you took the paper and you flipped it over, this is the part that they didn't show you. Let's be clear. This is not amnesty. This is not immunity. This is not a path to citizenship. This is not a permanent fix, Obama said from the White House. He said, this is the right thing to do. He said the change would become effective immediately. Did anybody see the blatant confusion in that sentence? It's illegal, but it's the right thing to do. And the Minneapolis Star and Tribune puts it out there like it's a fact, when in fact it's not true at all, and it's not law at all, and it's not legal at all. See, the only time it seems to be good news for the socialists and Marxists in this country is when the Constitution is usurped some way, fashion, or form.
It shows what they're pushing, the agenda that
always
they're pushing. And that is a clear agenda because there's no facts to that article.
Now, I wanted the people to hear this too, and in Minneapolis, and all these little leftist whack devils that listen to us. When I looked at the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, we pulled this off so I could share it with the people. This is happening all over the country, friends. There was 10 likes on the article. But the Minneapolis Star and Tribune put it on the front page of their paper like everybody cared about that topic, as at least in the affirmation of amnesty for illegals. Okay? Folks, it's completely contrary. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. When this administration says one thing, look the other direction. When the Minneapolis Star and Tribune puts it out there like it's good news, folks, it's not what the people think is good news. It's what the socialists think is good news. And this is how they push illegal agendas along, right? 10 likes on this article, 0 tweets, and 0 comments. 10 likes, 0 tweets, 0 comments. My last article to WND, 74 likes and 20-some links, tweets. Wow, you'd think they'd be doing a lot better than this.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, you cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? Truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkid.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, right before the break, what I was talking about is how the Minneapolis Star and Tribune put on the front page of their paper, and I'm sure you've probably seen it in your city as well, but Obama tells young illegal immigrants that they can stay. Folks, it's not for him to say that. And I'll tell you what, I'll let him say it out of his own mouth. Go ahead and play that piece, Kerry.
Some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own. Believe me. And
oh, can you stop for a second? This is back in July of 2011, where Obama spoke at a National Council of La Raza. Okay, it's a conference in D.C., and in his speech, he told them that he cannot bypass Congress to change the laws of immigration on his own. But I want you to listen to the illegals that are in the room. This is important that you hear this. Listen carefully as to how the crowd responds to Obama.
To bypass Congress and change the laws on my own. Believe me. And
they like that idea.
Yeah, they do. That's exactly my point. They like the idea of the president doing it without the authorization of Congress, which is the voice of the people.
And believe me, right now dealing with Congress, the idea...
This is, again, folks, listen, National Council of La Raza.
But believe me.
Hang on a second. Saying, yes, we can. Yes, we can what?
Mm-hmm. Overthrow the Constitution.
That's exactly what he's saying. Overthrow and the people American there people. Seem to be all about Obama saying, yes, we can overthrow the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Folks, illegals. Yep. I'm not talking about legals. Legals have just as much business being here as I do. Mm-hmm. I'm all about having everybody come, but the right way and through the right door. Right? Go ahead and finish that.
Believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting. I promise you, not just on immigration reform. But that's not how... That's not how our system works. That's not how our democracy functions.
We're Republicans.
That's not how our Constitution is written.
And this is a constitutional scholar. So I go to the next piece. This is audio two. It's about 54 seconds. This is President Obama speaking at a Univision town hall meeting about how he cannot suspend deportation by an executive order. Keep in mind, he's already written off 230-some executive orders since he's been in office. Oh, my gosh. Incredible number, friends. These czars. Wow. It's out of hand. Let's play that next piece.
With respect to the notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case, because there are laws on the books that Congress has passed, and I know that everybody here at Bell is studying hard, so you know that we've got three branches of government. Congress passes the law. The executive branch's job is to enforce and implement those laws, and then the judiciary has to interpret the laws. There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system, that for me to simply, through executive order, ignore those congressional mandates would not conform with my appropriate role as president.
So what do you suppose embolden him so that he would just go ahead and do it anyways? And then, of course, backtrack. Listen to what he said again, friends. Let's be clear. This is not amnesty. Well, what do you call it? This is not immunity. This is not a path to citizenship. This is not a permanent fix. Listen to how confused his message is. Obama said from the White House Rose Garden, this is the right thing to do. He said the change would become effective immediately. What? Here, let me rewind just a little bit here. He said, let's be clear, this is not amnesty. Then he said at the very end of that paragraph, he said the change would become effective immediately. Well, what are you talking about? He said, let's be clear, this is not amnesty. This is not immunity. This is not a path to citizenship. This is not a permanent fix. This is the right thing to do. It's never the right thing to do, friends, to break the law. It's never the right thing to do to break the law.
And that's exactly what he's talking about doing.
Well, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. In essence, that's what he's saying.
Yep.
This is the road that we're going to go down.
No,
go ahead.
I was just, we had a chance to meet with Larry Pratt when we were in D.C. here recently.
Gun owners of America.
Yeah. And I was talking to him about this administration, and there was a number of things that we were talking about. And he basically said that, in a nutshell, actually, I think this was the guy that was working with Larry, he'd brought up in the conversation, that Obama is doing as much, as insane as this is, because this really is insane. This is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Obama's campaign is just dying right now because all the stupid things he's doing. Romney is about as worthless of an opponent as possible.
Yeah.
But Obama, I believe Obama could sweep this thing, no sweat, if he quit doing stupid things. Not to say that it doesn't matter, because Romney is so pathetic. But he keeps doing them, and I asked, I said, what is the method to their madness here? And he said, like Carter, they're going to do as many stupid things as they can.
That's right.
And if they get elected again, oh, sweet, I just did what nobody else has ever done before. Uh-huh. If they don't get elected,
he's done that a long time ago, Jake.
Well, then they wait for another. If they don't get elected again, then they wait for another guy to come in another 4 to 8 years and keep pushing the ball forward.
Yeah.
But if for some reason, some miraculous event happens that they do get elected again, then they've done all these stupid things. And they've got elected again.
Yeah.
It's a perfect gauge for the American people, but it's insane. It makes no sense to me at all, politically speaking, because they should be motivated to get elected again. But these stupid things they're doing aren't helping them get elected again.
Yeah.
I mean, by
he's committing suicide is what he's doing.
Totally. Yeah. By breaking the Constitution, number one, you just ostracize the American people. Now you're going to go try to grab a handful. But one thing I will give him for is he's going to the kids.
But keep in mind, too, he also put a big swipe of his broad stroke.
Mm-hmm.
He also said to the all the illegals in this country, you can stay too.
Yeah.
And by the way, what he's doing is he's setting war against those that are supposed to be the Republicans, the rights, because now if the Republicans come in and say, no, we're not going to do that, guess what Obama just did?
Yeah.
He strategized.
Totally.
And by the way, if the American people in its numbers and in its righteousness, which is only found in Christ, would stand up, this would completely backfire on him in every sense of the word.
That's right.
And by the way, it's also diversion off the Fast and Furious scandal, because there's another scandal coming out on his man, yeah. Mr. Attorney General, wannabe, the Department of Injustice, Eric Holder.
Yeah. So it shows his career of criminality.
It totally does. And there, by the way, it came out on WorldNet Daily today that this is the most corrupt administration ever in the history of America.
Yep.
Hands down.
To another point to that, Google just came out, too, and made the statement that the Obama administration, they increased the request for content removal. They're up on top end of one of the top countries of requests for content removal. And this is many of the reasons, and articles on Sons of Liberty Media, guys. Many of the requests are legitimate attempts to enforce laws governing hot-button issues.
Yep.
Ranging from, and this is where we get to, personal privacy, which I'm game for. You shouldn't be, you know, publishing people's names and addresses, even though the left does it all the time when they're trying to demonize somebody.
Yeah.
But then it goes to hate speech. So what is that? Well, that's a fabricated political agenda, hate speech. What is hate speech?
Well, really what hate speech is to this administration is if you don't agree with the dictator, mm-hmm. then it's hate speech.
Anybody that exposes them. But Google.
Or a racist.
And this is even Google. And folks, you know what we just went through with Google a couple weeks ago with our YouTube videos. Google says it increasingly fields requests from the government agencies trying to use their power to, quote, suppress political opinions and other material they don't like. So we know what hate speech is now.
That's right.
And this administration is
how are they doing it, Jake, just like on one big slam of the hammer, or are they doing it through incrementalization?
Yep.
That's what they're doing. And incrementally, friends.
Totally.
Slowly siege. Let me play the next video. This is President Obama after the fact. Now, this is President Obama's press conference on ending deportation for young illegal immigrants. By the way, they're also throwing this out there as a matter of fact, the facts of the matter are, it's not a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. This ain't over. This is just beginning. But they want to give it to you as a matter of fact, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Oh, and in fact, friends, it's not law at all.
That's right.
If we would just simply go back to the Constitution, what's law? What's unlaw? What's unlaw? Throw them off. Mm-hmm. End of story.
Yep.
What's law? Keep them.
That's right.
It's that simple. It's not difficult, folks. But here's this next piece by Obama.
But there's no reason that we can't come together and get this done. And as long as I'm president, I will not give up on this issue, not only because it's the right thing to do for our economy. And CEOs agree with it.
Just stop for a second. I mean, when I listen to this again, I'm sorry, friends. I just get agitated. Listen to what he's saying, his little covet card to the Spanish illegals. If I stay the president, there's number one. Number two, it's good for the economy. If we were to look at the numbers of the supposed illegals that were just granted amnesty in the guise and color of law, it would be 800,000. How is that good for the economy? If 800,000 legal citizens just lost the opportunity of getting those jobs, how is that good for our economy? It's leading more illegals as a carrot dangling before the nose of a horse over to America to get jobs. And the reason Obama did this is for, number one, votes. And to the Spanish population, I got to tell you something, friends. He's using you. And I'm sure anybody with a brain in their head in your communities are going to understand just that. He's using your communities. I don't think they're that foolish to believe. They have a pretty good idea as to what he's doing.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of them in that community that want him to do what he's doing, irregardless of law. And just think, what they're doing is they're cursing their posterity, because if they're asking a president to break the law for them, well, what are they going to reap for their children?
That's right.
It's only going to get worse, not better. Go ahead and play that piece.
And CEOs agree with me, not just because it's the right thing to do for our security, but because it's the right thing to do, period. And I believe that eventually enough Republicans in Congress will come around to that view as well.
Okay, now what we'll do is we'll play that piece and we'll finish it up and we'll take these phone calls, 1-877-807-9977. If you haven't called in before, friends, do call us, 1-877-807-9977. We'll finish that piece right when we get back.
The The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Following President Obama's new immigration policy announcement, former George W. Bush Administration Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, from a Spanish brother, voiced some concern about the means through which the president accomplished his goal in issuing an executive order. He said Obama may have violated his oath of office. Well, this is WWF at its finest, friends. To halt through executive order the deportation of some undocumented immigrants looks like a political calculation to win Hispanic votes. Oh, you think? And by the way, folks, you heard it here first on the Sons of Liberty, 3 days before they even started talking their smack. Gonzalez said at the Faith and Freedom Coalition, Shame on You Christians, conference on Saturday and subjects him to criticism that he is violating his oath of office by selectively failing to enforce the law. Oh, he's doing, by the way, friends, he's doing the same thing with DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act. What, wherever he wants to be lenient with the laws, he just all of a sudden says to the DOJ, hey, don't worry about that. Don't enforce
those
laws
anymore. Resources.
Yeah, don't protect marriage anymore. No. Destroy. That's his deal. That's his game. That's his end game. And it's our end game to wake up and end his game and then shout back, yes, we can. Mm-hmm. Yes, we is.
Yes, we can.
Let's finish that video, and then we'll take these phone calls real quick.
Congress will come around to that view as well. And I believe that it's the right thing to do because I've been with groups of young people who work so hard and speak with so much heart about what's best in America, even though I knew some of them must have lived under the fear of deportation. I know some have come forward at great risks to themselves, and their futures in hopes it would spur the rest of us to live up to our own most cherished values. I've seen the stories of Americans and schools and churches and communities across the country who stood up for them and rallied behind them and pushed us to give them a better path and freedom from fear, because we are a better nation than one that expels innocent young kids. And the answer to your question, sir,
listen to him,
and the next time I prefer you let me finish my statements before you ask that question, is this is the right thing to do for the American people. Baby, I didn't ask for an argument. I'm answering your question. It is the right thing to do for the American people, and here's why. Here's the reason. Because these young people are going to make extraordinary contributions and are already making contributions to our society.
And the leader of the free world is telling them to break the law as they come into our country illegally. I hope people are catching the common sense of his violations.
I'd like to bring a point to this because I took some time to look into this, and I'm not by any means claiming to be an expert on it, but a lot of these kids that Obama's talking to are children of parents that came in here illegally. They had them, and so now they're here.
That's right.
So do we lay that at the lot of the kids? Well, no, but do you go tell the kid then it's okay to stay illegal? Or do you tell that young person, if you're going to be a man of integrity and you're going to truly be an American, then do the right thing. Get yourself legalized. Get yourself,
Dude, this is a perfect recipe for a dictator.
It's this.
Because
you've got an army of lawbreakers.
Because it takes your loyalty from God and doing it the way God said it, the way the Constitution and the Republic said it. Now it says, really, with the question mark goes back to the illegals that are all for this. Who's your daddy?
That's right.
Obama wants to be your daddy.
That's right. Because you have to have lawbreakers to carry out your biddings if you're a tyrant.
That's right.
Whereas in America, we don't need that. We prosper because we obey the law.
Yeah.
Not because we don't, and because men are willing to stand and put their life in harm's way to hold up that law.
But the way he keeps coming back over and over, it's the right thing. It's the right thing. And then the next thing is the fact that he's talking to one of them that he works for during this press conference.
Yeah.
And next time, I want you to say it this way. Next time, I don't like what you're saying. I'm not here to argue. You listen to me and listen to what I have to say and don't question my authority. Listen, I got a problem with that. Listen, the government has every legitimate purpose to stand behind that which is right, not behind that which is wrong. When you do something wrong, you don't sit there and stand on that as a precedent and tell one of the people that you work for as a citizen to shut his mouth and don't ask me to anything that I'm doing, namely illegally. He doesn't like that.
Yeah.
And this is why he keeps being called out on the carpet 24/7, over and over and over again. But that was a great point. That's exactly right. They're the fruit of illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. No.
You've gone too far.
You've gone too far by doing that. Let's get our talking points, as I've said so many times as usual. I hate being right all the time in these particular situations.
It's good.
But listen, they get you asking the wrong questions. They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they, friends?
Yep.
And that's exactly why they want you to stay on the talking points. They want you to run with the bone that they throw you. Don't ever go out of scope.
Yep.
And if you do, then what we'll do is we'll vilify you and demonize you, especially when there are these social agendas that we want to push on the people.
It's just, you know, this is exactly like the topic of abortion. But what if a young woman gets raped by her stepdad and she doesn't want to have the child? That's how they justify abortion. Same thing with this. Well, what if two illegals come over and they bring a two-year-old child with them? The child's still illegal, but the poor innocent victim child. They give the same sympathy to the illegal, but they've got to rely upon your emotions and talk about.
And he, by the way, he was doing that.
That's exactly why he's going
to
these kids.
We got to take these calls, Dick. We got Sherry in Missouri. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hi. You know, our founding fathers were really brilliant when they put in the checks and balances. Mm-hmm. And what people don't realize is that the Congress has the power to nullify his executive orders by declaring them illegal, not so much a veto, but overriding them with another vote.
Well, yeah.
And that's who we need to go to, the voice of the Americans.
But if you really...
they're not doing this, you know, what files does Obama have on all of our congressmen?
Well, I think
that's who we need to be mad at.
You're right, Sharon. You're right. No. You're right. Hey, there's a little bit of a delay, so I apologize. But what the situation is, Sherry, is we got compromised men in Congress, and that's why it's gone this far. And
right.
So here
well,
we are now.
People just don't realize that Congress can override his executive orders, and nobody speaks about that.
Yep.
That's he just overrode theirs,
yep.
And that's our voice, you know.
No, and the practical explanation for this is you're exactly right. An executive's job is to enforce those laws that Congress makes. Well, if Congress didn't make a law, then the president can't go and enforce it. And so when he does act on his own accord, if you will, Congress can quickly listen. Most of the powers in the Constitution lie within Congress. They don't lie within the president. The president has the least amount of powers. So the
my understanding that the executive orders came about by the president making an order within the White House.
That's right.
For the staff.
Yeah, and what you see, that's right. Or if you're a commander of an army, which is the commander in chief, and the executive says, "Hey, we're going to go take this particular battle hill." That's an executive order. He's going to go do it. But what happened is Abraham Lincoln got in the habit of creating congressional executive orders where he's throwing people in prison, he's making new laws, he's doing this, he's doing that, all in a time of crisis. Then pretty soon people said, "Oh, look what he did," and he got away with it.
That's right.
And what did he use? The slavery card, of course, because nobody would ever be against bad things having to do with slavery, and they shouldn't have been. Slavery shouldn't have existed, but that's beyond the point. Presidents then start to take legislative executive orders, and that's what we're talking about here, where they're literally trying to create laws from their policy or their opinion, and Congress has every bit of authority to throw these guys
out.
As a matter of fact, there's a word called impeachment, and it should be happening right now. You're totally right.
Thank you for your call, Sherry. Appreciate it. Awesome. Let's go to the next one. We got Dave calling from where is he calling from? It matters not.
North Dakota.
I've got a North Dakotian. Is it hot out there?
How you doing? That was a lot of wells.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, the first thing that came to my head when you guys started talking about the immigration thing was world government. Because now we're all just world citizens, worldly citizens.
Yeah.
We don't need Mexicans and Americans and Canadians and all this other stuff because we're just going to be one people. One happy family.
Yep.
But they don't realize that that's really taking away our sovereignty and giving it to one person and localizing it.
Yeah, so the emotional plea is exactly what you're saying. That's about three steps forward. They do that. We're all citizens of one globe. We're one global community.
Yeah.
And then they quote like MLK, who says an injustice done anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Why was he saying that? He was talking about his own country. But the point is in America, we are a separate and distinct people.
Duh.
But if you come out with this emotional plea that, oh, so you're saying that somebody in Mexico is not as good as an American? No. We're saying if you're an American, you're an American. If you're a Mexican, you're a Mexican.
Yeah.
Be who you are there. You're both equal. But under our government, under these laws, there's only equality of the law, not of outcomes.
Julie, got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for the call, Dave.
Okay.
You got 30 seconds, Julie. 30 seconds.
All right, cool. All right. Basically, when Obama did his whole ditty with the illegal immigrants, it just reminded me that he's making more of a mess instead of dealing with the situation of, you know, making them go the right way to become citizens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He really loves them.
He loves lawless people because they act just like he does. Folks, we'll continue us on this vein tomorrow. Actually, we're going to be talking about the Declaration of Independence. And with that, let's kind of dissect it and kind of lay a foundation, that bedrock.
Yeah, those tactics are old.
No, but they're the best way. They're the only way. And they're the way that their fathers gave it to us. Talk to you tomorrow. Love you by what we do. First.